Hurricane Matthew continues to batter the coast of Florida with great concern right now in the Jacksonville area. Steve Garten is Public Safety Emergency Manager for Flagler County in Florida, south of Jacksonville. Steve, what's the situation there?
Right now we have the eye of the storm basically going off our coastline, coming from Volusia into our coastline. We're anticipating basically wind speeds of approaching up to 75 miles per hour, greater along the coastline that's closer to the eye, sir.
Have people evacuated as they've been asked to do?
We can only hope and pray. We did put in a mandatory evacuation out. We did the best we could as far as getting the press releases out to basically notify them. So hopefully a lot of people heed warnings. We do have shelters that hit one of them close to capacity. We have three shelters in total, and we're really hoping that people heeded the warning. As far as did all, we don't know at this point.
What should people do if they haven't evacuated the area at this point?
The advice right now would be you have to shelter in place. At this point with the storm, going out on the road is more dangerous than staying where you're at. So the idea is to shelter in place and, again, to find a safe room in the area. And I would move to it if you feel there are strong winds. And basically, again, be safe.
What's your biggest concern right now?
Unfortunately, the winds have diminished, which is a good sign. We still have severe winds of hurricane, but storm surge is hitting at about the same time as the high tide, and that's the part we can't control. So when you're looking at storm surge of approximately 6 feet, add that with you to any kind of wind pushing the water up along with the high tide, we're going to have water inundate some of these properties.
That's Steve Garten in Flagler County, Florida. And as Matthew hits Florida, they're picking up the pieces in Haiti, where at least 280 people have been killed by the storm. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in a city called Les Cayes in Haiti's southwest, where the damage was the worst. Jason, what are you seeing there?
In this part of Haiti, in the southwest peninsula, I mean, the destruction is incredible. Driving in here, it was just amazing to see how much some of these villages were destroyed, the number of trees that were down. Some places just looked like just debris fields. You know, it sort of looked like a giant went through and just stomped on some of these banana plantations, just destroyed everything. And then in the city itself, it's just a mess. I mean, there's trees everywhere, there's power lines everywhere. Houses have, power poles going right through the middle of them. There's mud everywhere. So on that front, it's really a mess. The good part is that you are finally able to reach here. The road is now open between Port-au-Prince and this part of the country. It had been completely cut off. And also flights are starting to get in. Some of the small airplanes are able to get into some of the smaller airports. So that's sort of the good news.
So does that mean that aid is getting to people already?
It means that the aid workers are able to actually get in here, and they're now able to sort of do their assessments. We're not seeing aid trucks coming in yet, but we are seeing aid workers on the ground. They're sort of looking around going, all right, what do people need? What do they need? Roofs? Do they need food? What do they need? Water? And that is what's happening right now. But that's good. It means that the process is actually moving forward, which is progress from when before all these places were completely cut off and there wasn't even cell phone service to find out what was going on in some of these areas.
So what are the concerns right now from officials in Haiti?
You know, you've got about 1.5 million people in this part of Haiti, and in some villages, 80 to 90% of them had their houses either completely destroyed or severely damaged, according to officials. So the need for housing is absolutely huge. Also, just reopening the roads to many parts of this part of Haiti, there are some villages that you still can't even drive to. So that is a key thing, just clearing the roads. And then people are going to need food and clean water. The fields have been destroyed by this hurricane. And in terms of water, you've got all this rainwater that just washed in. It got into the muck. It got into people's latrines. And there's great concern about a possible spike in cholera cases here because they've had an ongoing cholera outbreak.
Jason, you have covered a lot of places in the world that have been in very bad situations at the time. How has it been for you to see what's happening in Haiti, or does it compare to any of the other situations you've seen?
I mean, it is kind of amazing. I covered city of Gonaive when it was completely flooded. I covered the earthquake in Port-au-Prince, and it is pretty heartbreaking to see another Haitian city in ruins here in Les Cayes. It just seems like this place keeps getting battered and getting hit. And talking to a guy yesterday who said he's just lost everything. He's now living in a shelter. He said that his house wasn't even just like some little shack by the side of the river. He said it was a concrete building made of cinder block, and it was completely washed away. And now he's just completely starting all over. And unfortunately, this has been a story that has repeated, you know, far too many times recently in Haiti.
That's NPR Global Health Correspondent Jason Beaubien joining us from Haiti. Jason, thank you so much.
You're welcome.